Gator out today. Carson Anderson, 97 won a ticket. I find this mythical matchup stuff fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And they put it out. They take two rivals and they put a point spread for each week. And all that matters is their points scored. So if Ohio State puts up 56, Michigan starts the game. Michigan's a 21.5 point underdog. They got to get within 21 points. If Michigan gets to 35, you win the bet against Fresno. I mean, I don't know. Here are the points, and there's a total too, 88.5. So you'd be betting on Michigan and Ohio State to combine, go over the 88.5. And I think I like that. I think if anything, I'd like the over there. But they've got point spreads for North Carolina. I'll give you some of these. North Carolina is a 21.5 point favorite against NC State. I suppose I shouldn't do this without knowing who they play.
You know how this came out, right, Doug? It's just typical. Guys being guys, sitting around, saying it out loud, and then someone being like, I can actually make that happen.
Yep.
Like, I wonder what it would be, the spread would be, you know, if Michigan versus Ohio State week one. And they're like, well, we have a system. I can just put it through the computer.
Yeah. I bet if you go look at, like, point projections.
Yep. The algorithms, Doug.
But here's a question.
Algorithms.
Can you do this without taking on degenerate status?
No.
You can't?
You just got to wear it proudly. I'm a degen. My name is Kang.
If you're betting mythical matchups.
I bet on teams that don't play each other like they were playing each other.
If I bet on mythical matchups, by definition, do you have a problem? I think you're right. I think the answer is yes. Although it might be driven more by the intensity of a rivalry. Is the problem speak to you're way too into the rivalry that you want to bet Michigan versus Ohio State in week one where their point totals count as if they were a head-to-head matchup? Florida State is a 7.5 point favorite against Florida this weekend. Florida plays host to 19th ranked Miami. Florida State plays host to unranked Boston College on Monday night.
So just to make this clear.
Yeah.
Whatever Florida scores is their score. And whatever Florida State scores is their score. And then you just match up against each other, right?
Yes. Yes.
How do you even like prep for this? Like you just do the projected scores and that's it? Like,
I think so. Okay, so look, I am no hardcore betting guy by any stretch of the imagination. Nobody here is.
Well, there's two guys that do a show or podcast.
When I mean here, I mean the 10 to 2 space. I am intrigued if hardcore betting guy likes this. If this is something that you're going to jump on, or if this is kind of, even for you, a little bit ridiculous. Because, I mean, one of the things about fantasy football is that you're vested in multiple games, which makes it kind of fun. I mean, that everything that you have on the line, whether it just be a fantasy football, or whether you do weekly fantasy football, you have your eyes on multiple games. And you can do the whole noon, 3:30, 7 o'clock thing and basically be, now you can also do that and just bet one game at noon, one game at 3:30, one game at 7. But I wonder if this appeals to hardcore gambling guy. And the other thing about a lot of this stuff, right, is they're sucker bets. Do these have a cloak of being something cool, but it's really a sucker bet? Notre Dame this week is a 7.5 point underdog against USC. USC is playing LSU on Sunday. And I mean, that's a hell of a tough matchup for USC. I'm scrolling. I forget who Notre Dame plays here. I think they got a pretty good game themselves. Kind of my early read here is to like Notre Dame plus the 7.5.
All right, Doug, you're in. You're in. We got you. Is that $1 or 13?
It'd be $1.
All right.
Yeah, I don't mess around with this stuff too much. Who the hell's Notre Dame playing in week one? I'm having problems finding who Notre Dame's playing in week one. This is bad. I should know this. But my gut instinct is is USC even going to win that game?
They're playing Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. Okay.
Night game, baby.
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one.
This is one I might just try to. Here's the thing. You know how this works. You try it, you win, you love it. All right, I like this. This is easy.
Yeah.
You lose, you're like, well, this is stupid. I got to try it again. That's how gambling works, Doug.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This reeks a little bit to me of problematic, but there's something intriguing about it.
And by the way, the house always has the advantage.
Yeah,
if you're
right.
Asking, you know,
no,
like,
you're right.
Yeah, what's no?
They're all sucker bets.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing you talk about going next level with a rivalry. That's what it is.
Yes,
you already hate watch Ohio State, and now you like super hate watch them. It's the multiplier of hate, and because you're betting Michigan straight up against, well, not straight up, you're betting Michigan plus the 21.5 against Ohio State. Weird.
Well, yeah, you're going to, like, if you really hate Ohio State, you bet the team that they're playing, and then you bet Michigan versus them.
Yeah.
I bet you got to be able to do the money line, too, right?
I didn't see money line stuff.
No? Well, maybe this is a slow rollout here first for the mythical matchups.
I mean, if this takes off.
Right. Well, yeah, every site's going to do it if it takes off.
And they'll probably do money line. I wonder if you could have mythical matchup parlays. I mean, all right. Well, the hardcore gambling guys, I want to hear back from you. Do you like this? Is this a gimmick? Is this easy money? Is this a sucker's bet? 248-539-9797. Your thoughts on this new thing they got going on in college football. The other thing from this, I wanted to ask you, Kang, because you said something intriguing in the middle of the blitz thingy, and that was, will the announcers call college football's 2-minute warning, the 2-minute timeout? I got the rules sent to me.
Oh.
It says 2-minute timeout. I watched last weekend. The announcers were calling it the 2-minute timeout. Should I call it the 2-minute timeout?
That's right.
Because that's what it is. It's a 2-minute timeout, but it's basically a 2-minute warning. But for some reason, college football, the way they are packaging this, is a 2-minute. So what should I call it?
Knowing you, Doug, you want the listener to be informed. You stick by the rules. If they're telling you to call a 2-minute timeout, you're going to call a 2-minute timeout, but you're also going to let people know what the 2-minute timeout is, because they're going to hear it for the first time. A lot of people are going to hear it for the first time. Well, what the hell is Doug talking about?
Yep.
And you're going to explain, this is just like the NFL's version of the 2-minute warning.
Yep.
Except we're calling it the 2-minute timeout.
Here, I got the rule here in front of me that got sent over. 2-minute timeout. When the clock is running and the ball's not live, the referee shall stop the clock with exactly 2 minutes remaining in the second and fourth quarters for a 2-minute timeout.
They should call it mythical timeout.
Well, at some point, the rules committee got together and they were like, all right, do we want to adopt the 2-minute warning? Yeah, let's do that. But let's not call it the 2-minute warning. Were there people in the room like, why not? Now, I will say this. This is probably what people care about most. The radio/TV broadcast partner will hold back at least one media timeout to coincide with the 2-minute timeout. If there is no media timeout partner in the game, the timeout shall be 1 minute plus the 5-second referee notification. So this basically is another commercial break, which people probably then hate it. But in theory, it makes the game more exciting.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't call it commercial break. That's what they said in the meeting.
It's time for the 2-minute commercial break. Right? Yeah, people will hate that.
No, they won't like that.
All right, 248-539-9797. Gamblers, you like the Mythical matchup? Sucker bet? Or is this fun?
Well, we have Mythical matchup like betting lines in the sports updates.
I don't know. Well, is it Cash the Ticket? Will Cash the Ticket do Mythical matchup bets?
They got to give people what they want.
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson. Let's get to the Lions final roster. We'll do that out of the gate next hour here on 97.1 The Ticket.